We're checking in with Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. And Christine, as Freedom Home Care grows and expands, you're looking to add some team members, which is really exciting, especially in this time where maybe people are thinking about a career change and this might work for them. Let's talk about some new positions that you create and also the need that you have for some caregivers.
Yeah, so we are actually, we're hiring a position for positions in Mankato and in Owatonna, which is kind of exciting. So we are hiring a caregiver experience coordinator in Mankato, which is somebody to help us recruit, train, and retain our caregiving team. So just an exciting opportunity for somebody to grow with us at Freedom Home Care. And then we're also we're building up that caregiving team in the Owatonna and Faribault area. So we're looking for caregivers that are just interested in, you know, making a difference in somebody's life, doing something, doing some really meaningful work in their community.
What type of people become caregivers?
You know, it's such a range. It really could be, it could be somebody that has an interest in pursuing a career in nursing or the medical field that's looking for some experience and a job while they're going through school. Or it could be somebody that has chosen caregiving as a lifelong career. Or lastly, it could be somebody who has maybe had a previous career, maybe they're towards retirement age, and now they want to do something meaningful, something more than just working for a paycheck, but working for, you know, kind of working for the soul, I guess.
Right. Doing something where you can go home at the end of the day and go, okay, I fulfilled something that felt good.
Yeah. And we like to tell people too, you know, don't be scared off if you haven't been a caregiver before, because we can provide the training to help you become a great caregiver. But if you have that compassion and you have that peace where you want to help somebody, then we're going to get you to where you need to be comfortable and, you know, train it up enough to be a great caregiver.
And so those caregivers are needed in Owatonna especially. But let's talk about that new position, the caregiver experience coordinator. What type of person would apply for that?
You know, this is, I feel like this person is a go-getter. So it's somebody who is, you know, outgoing and is willing to make connections with those caregivers, get to know them, because what's so important is to know the caregivers well and then be able to figure out who would be the right fit for a client, for both the caregiver and the client. So that piece is important, but also to be able to have that energy and excitement to make training fun and have great ideas on retention and how to make people feel valued in their positions, because that makes everybody happier in their jobs and more successful in their jobs when they feel valued and they feel like their contributions are noticed. So that's the kind of person that I feel like would be a really good fit for that caregiver experience coordinator.
And that position's in Mankato. For either of these positions, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care?
Well, we have our applications and job descriptions on our website. So it's freedomhomecarellc.com. And then you would want to click on the link for careers. And you know, you can apply right there online. If you have questions about the positions, you can call the office at 507-387-4663.
All right, we're going to send folks in that direction and maybe get you some new team members with Freedom Home Care. Christine, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Lisa.